This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Good morning and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Thursday morning, it's Throwback Thursday. If you have any requests for us, you can text them over to 73100. Any song that is 10 plus years old qualifies.
Hell yeah.
Got some good news and some bad news to start the show today. Mahoney, what would you like first?
Dave, let's go with some bad news right now.
Yeah, the bad news.
Let's get out of the way.
Okay.
So over in Hawaii, there is still that volcano that is erupting and a lava bomb. Ever heard of that?
No. No, I have not.
Lava bomb is essentially just a projectile out of the volcano that is, in this case, the size of a basketball.
Okay.
That will shoot out of the volcano and also, in this case, hit a tour boat because, cool, guys.
Why
want to go on a tour and get really close to the active erupting volcano?
No, I don't.
23 people were injured when the lava bomb hit the boat. It's a rock that's tossed into the area of the volcanic explosion, and according to the U.S. Geological Survey, in this case, the rock slammed into the tour boat, and it was the size of the size of a basketball. Four people had to immediately be taken to the hospital. Two of the passengers in stable condition, but a third woman in her 20s listed in serious condition with a fractured femur.
Oh my gosh.
Oh.
But that's just got to be horrible because where do you go if you're like on a boat?
Yeah, Mount Kilauea has been erupting over in Hawaii for months now. Mm-hmm. And the latest number of homes that have been destroyed since this eruption began on May 3rd, 706 homes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Well, there is some good news in that, too. They have 700 new acres of land.
Yes, yeah.
Due to the lava. I mean, that's kind of how...
And from what I hear, lava-covered land, quite the literal hot commodity.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great to build on.
I mean, the islands were formed by volcanoes. Are we shocked by this?
Yeah, but still, man.
It sucks, yeah. But it's...
You're kind of like...
Also...
Part of you is sort of like, hey, it's 2018. This isn't supposed to be happening. This is what happened.
This is not Pompeii.
Back when dinosaurs were around.
No. It all comes full circle, my friend.
Yes.
It always does. But, you know.
So maybe, just maybe, don't take the tour boat close to the active volcano.
And tour guides, hey, man, we know you got to make a living. Just wait. Wait a little bit.
Yeah.
Call it a day.
So, some good news today.
What's that, Dave?
A gigantic Jeff Goldblum has appeared in London.
Oh, hell yeah.
There is an enormous statue that they've built.
Yes.
It is a 25-foot, 330-pound statue of Jeff Goldblum in the character of Dr. Malcolm from Jurassic Park. And it's to commemorate the 25th anniversary of that film.
That's so insane.
Yeah.
Jurassic Park is on Netflix right now. We were debating watching that last night.
The original Jurassic Park?
Jurassic Park. Still holds up pretty well. I mean, the Brontosaurus and those little runny guys kind of look really
CGI,
fake.
Yeah.
But the Tyrannosaurus Rex looks real as hell.
So the statue will be on display through July 26th. So, you know, book your tickets now over to the UK. 1 week from today, it's going to be gone. And then,
why would they erect a Jeff Goldblum statue and then try to take it down? Because I'm telling you.
Well, and why would they erect Jeff Goldblum in London?
Well, I can understand why certain things around Jeff Goldblum get erected. You know, barriers of sorts.
Okay. Not,
you know what I'm saying?
All of that makes sense.
To keep the people
sense.
Away from, you know, flooding and touching it in inappropriate places.
You have to erect a totally separate erection in order to keep people away from Jeff Goldblum.
I mean, how could you not?
And it's with him with his shirt open. So.
That's right. It's sexy. There is a hashtag that has started. Hashtag Jurassic Jeff.
that could have been better.
Yeah?
I don't
know. No, I think that one's cute.
Pretty funny.
Jurassic Jeff.
But this gives us the opportunity.
GQ Goldblum.
There you go. To remind people of just how multi-talented Jeff Goldblum is. Also over in the UK, if you recall, he was on Graham Norton's talk show over there, which is very popular in the United Kingdom.
I think it might be the most popular television talk show there.
Mm-hmm. Right. They don't have nearly as many as us. You know, we have Jimmy Kimmel and Jimmy Fallon and Stephen Colbert and James Corden and Conan O'Brien. Like, there's tons of them.
Well, they had James Corden.
Well,
then we took
then
him,
we took
oh,
him
we
away.
Stole
him? That's what I mean, though. Like, we just, hey, that's cool.
Yeah, John Oliver.
Yoink.
We took him.
John Oliver. Come on, everybody. But he was on Graham Norton's show, Jeff Goldblum was, and he displayed his musical prowess. Do you remember this from a couple of months ago?
Oh, yeah. This is something like for the ears to be delighted by. This is him playing the piano, I believe, right?
That's
this
right.
is not him singing.
That's yeah. No. So you hear this, you hear the singing, and you're like, oh, that's pretty good. And then you realize that's not him singing at all.
No,
this is him playing the piano, and God, it's awful.
Lovely work of art.
Avant-garde jazz as much as anybody, but
do you?
Yeah.
Do you smile to tempt a lover, Mona Lisa?
And that guy's singing is phenomenal.
He's great, but I'm pretty sure that Goldblum had a medical incident.
Yeah, it sounds like he's trying to play the Charlie Brown Christmas theme song and had a stroke.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Well, look here. It's the Redneck Report.
First up in today's Redneck Report brings us to a personal matter between a loving couple that got into an argument. And look, it happens to the best of the couples, right? Everyone from time to time gets into an argument. But in this case, a 67-year-old man from Clearwater, Florida, by the name of Colin Lee Sheward, got into an argument with his girlfriend, and she tried to leave in her car. And that's when he decided, no, baby, I don't want you to go.
That's
and
sweet.
So he went and got his forklift and pinned her car against a bus with her still inside.
Oh, God.
Son of a bitch.
So did she go or did he go?
Well, he went to jail. He admitted the crime to investigators, stating that he didn't want her to take his car because it was his car. His girlfriend said that she suffered an injury to her back in the process. He is now facing aggravated battery charges.
Yeah, I'm surprised kidnapping's not included in there, because if you don't let somebody leave where they want to go, it's actually considered kidnapping.
Yeah.
So this poor woman was just out having a good time on a Tuesday afternoon, and sheriff's deputies, of course, started hassling her.
Why were they hassling this woman? Just, enjoying a Tuesday?
She happened to be unconscious in a vehicle parked across multiple parking spaces.
I mean, she's not driving.
Maybe she was sleepy.
Maybe she's saving her friend a spot.
She was in the driver's seat. She was later identified as a 38-year-old woman named Natalie. She was found with her eyes closed and the windows in the car partially down, so she did crack the windows for herself, which is nice. Deputies observed a clear glass pipe with a stem and a bowl and a Bic-style lighter in her lap. She was startled awake.
Dave, that could be for anything. You don't know what that glass pipe could be
She could have just been smoking tobacco out of it.
Yes.
A lot of times you use a meth pipe.
I remember my grandpappy sitting on the porch.
Oh, Pappy Pap.
You know, he had his corn pipe in one hand and a glass pipe in the other.
That's right. Right before he beat a neighbor to death with his bare hands.
That's right. That's how they did it back in the day.
Well, this poor 38-year-old woman named Natalie was startled awake rudely by the static on the deputy's radio, and she tried to conceal the items in her hand.
Yeah.
She ended up being charged with possession of cannabis and drug paraphernalia. And once she was booked into the county jail, deputies found 1.5 grams of methamphetamine inside of a small Ziploc bag after it fell out of her bra. I know.
Maybe she just wanted her boobs to look bigger, so it was like more like padding.
She told deputies, he made the meth, the old meth padding, yeah.
Yeah.
She told deputies that she forgot about the drugs in her bra and that she was very sorry.
Yes.
Guys.
Dave, she's very sorry.
Very sorry.
I mean, the fact that they arrested her for marijuana to begin with.
That's pretty stupid.
I mean, in 2018, can we just stop that rest of the country? Just figure it out that, you know, Colorado, Washington, California, the great state of Nevada, we have not fallen apart with the legalization of marijuana. We've got a whole bunch of money sitting in a bank account that should probably be used for schools. That's another story for another time. But we've made a whole bunch of money off of...
And society remains a functioning society. Nothing has changed.
Any difference?
Nothing has changed.
Other than, like, kind of shady guys in the Walmart parking lots trying to, like, sell me CDs. I see less of those.
Everyone thinks their rap is good.
I see less and less of that in this day and age.
So Texas police received a 911 call about 11 a.m. from a concerned citizen who said, hey, there is a naked woman beating another woman with a steel pole. Again, this is at 11 a.m. When officers arrived, they found the suspect, identified as a 40-year-old woman named Andrea Presley, standing nude in the street, holding a pole and screaming at people. Police say a man in the yard also had a shotgun pointed at Presley.
Oh, boy.
Because she was acting aggressively on his property. Presley claims the victim was trying to sell her drugs and did not want, and he did not want any of Presley's money, according to police. She said that they got into an argument. At one point, the victim pepper sprayed the woman. The suspect said that she grabbed a stick and started hitting the victim.
Sounds about right.
The victim said Presley randomly approached the victim and told her that she was going to kill her. Quote, because of her cousin.
Do we know if she was nude to begin with, or did the...
You know, it doesn't say at what point the clothes came off, but they they came off.
Was she trying to sell the drugs naked? I mean, I feel like, you know...
It's like, that'll get her, like, better clients or something?
Maybe.
Or,
like, be, that okay. Seems like a very 80s approach to selling.
Witnesses say that Presley then took a mailbox and threw it at the victim, hitting her in the head.
Ow! Bonk.
The victim says she used the pepper spray to defend herself, and that's when Presley grabbed the steel pole and hit her multiple times.
Ow.
Son of a bitch.
Oh, where's Carl Malone slapping? When we need him?
And last but not least, an English horse trainer says that his animal has been left traumatized after a 31-year-old by the name of Daniel Raymond Webb Jackson.
You know, Raymond Webb Jackson.
Webb-Jackson is hyphenated as the last name. Okay. But you always know it's bad when they include the middle name in there. He committed two different acts with the horse.
Oh, my God.
When he broke into the stables earlier this year, Webb Jackson pleaded not guilty to committing an act of cruelty to an animal when he broke into the stables.
Okay.
I don't think that his act was intended to be cruel, but if you want to put two and two together as to what he did to this horse, it's exactly what you're hoping it's not.
The worst kind of horseback ride you can think of.
Yeah. however, he said that he did not violate the horse because when he walked into the stable, the horse put its nose near his crotch, which was an obvious sign of consent, and then also winked at him.
Oh boy. And so that's what you consider horse consent in this day
for
and
humans,
age.
Yeah.
Webb Jackson was jailed for 10 months with a non-parole period for 4 months, also fined $700 with time served.
So
he will be eligible for release next week. So horses in the UK, look out.
How is that only a 10-month and $700 fine? I feel like if you're the type of person who's going to do those sorts of things, you should not be on the streets.
I can't really get into exactly what happened but it wasn't, let's just say he was more handsy than anything else. And so he was, you know, getting frisky with the horse in a way that wasn't the full on.
So that part didn't happen. Yeah.
But
still. What do you do?
Okay.
Yeah, but they said that there was two different acts that were performed.
You should not be on the streets.
Yeah, both acts accounted to animal cruelty.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, and that is today's Redneck Report, y'all.
Giddy up.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
It's top stories. Here's what's making news.
So Toll Brothers has acquired a whole bunch of land over in Summerlin. They are going to put down a new 324-home development. Ooh. And good news, affordable housing in Summerlin. Just kidding.
Toll Brothers. If you've never been in a Toll Brothers house, we can't afford it, but we like to go in there and steal decorating ideas and try to replicate them cheaply in our own house.
Mahoney and his fiance actually do that on the weekends sometimes.
Yeah. That's a great idea.
Yeah, it's a great idea.
Yeah.
They say that this still unnamed community is going to range from the high 900s to about 1.5 million.
Oh, that's where it starts.
Yeah, it starts in the high 900s and then ranges up to 1.5 million. And keep in mind that this does not include all of the premium lot fees and everything else that come along with
I've looked at some of those houses up there in like the Ridges area, and you know, just that general, you know, like the new development that's going on in Summerlin, and there are lot premiums up there that start at $1 million.
Yeah,
so like not even anything other than just the land.
This is Summerlin South. It's Town Center and Tropicana Avenue. They paid about $69 million for it. And again, they got the permits in place, 324 homes going into that area. Wow. And they're all going to be, when it's all said and done, looks like $1 million plus homes.
Yeah. I mean, if you say you also another thing, if you've never been in Toll Brothers home, you know that everything is an upgrade. You walk in, you walk through that like model, you're like, wow.
You're like, this door is awesome. They're like, that's an upgrade.
This is amazing. Oh, and then you like start pricing it all out and like, if it said, I looked at some ones when we were down in Texas, and in a more rural, you know, we're like an hour and a half outside
middle of
the
nowhere,
city.
Yeah.
You know, you're like, okay, I could probably afford a Toll Brothers home out here. And then you're like, oh, they start at $300. And then by the time you're done doing the upgrades, it's like $750.
Oh, so like the basic ones are like, meh.
There's no basic.
There's no basic one. Everything is an upgrade. Oh.
Yeah, everything is an upgrade. But they're beautiful homes if you have the money.
If you have $1.5 million, good news for you. There's going to be a whole bunch of new homes in Summerlin South.
I'm just scared. Again, man, these prices are getting out of control.
Yeah.
It is. It's good for anybody who was, you know, we've still got friends who miraculously held on to their houses.
Been underwater for years.
You know, who bought in like 2007.
Yep.
You know, so it's still not quite back up to where they were, but it's getting closer. But it's just scary, man.
So this is interesting. The commissioner of Major League Baseball, Rob Manfred, said on Dan Patrick's show yesterday that Las Vegas is seriously being considered for an expansion team.
I don't believe him.
Let's have a listen.
And where are we looking at with possibilities here?
In the U.S., you could Vegas, Portland, Nashville, Charlotte, all viable alternatives for us. Montreal, certainly, maybe someplace else in Canada. I think, you know, Mexico, depending on how far down the road we are, could be another possibility.
Top of the list. Vegas was first.
See, and this is why I don't believe him. Leading with Vegas. Vegas is what, as far as football went for a billion years, we are always that hot girl next door, you know, that you use to kind of like get the other ones in line.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know, man. I think Vegas has proved to be a very viable market for both the Raiders stadium. They're selling tickets well for it already. Obviously, the Golden Knights have been a massive success. You could put a baseball stadium here.
How many baseball games there are a season?
But you got to think, man, like compared to Oakland's going to hate us if they don't already. But
can we not get more of Oakland's leftovers? I'm tired of that, too.
What do you mean you're tired of it? It hasn't even happened yet. It hasn't even happened yet. The Raiders aren't even here. What are you talking about?
The deal's done, first and foremost.
Sure, it's done.
We don't need any more crappy Oakland teams. Simple as that. How about we get our own? Like the Golden Knights, that is a better game plan and blueprint to go about.
They're talking about an expansion team here. There's just a possibility that a team would relocate.
I don't want somebody's secondhand trash that they're not willing to pay for.
That's what you say. You'll take it.
No, you
love baseball.
I do love baseball, but the vast majority of the reason I love baseball is I like going to the games during the day and drinking and not feeling like a degenerate.
Well, this is your opportunity.
I don't want somebody else's team, Dave. I want my own.
Oh, I see.
I'm an only child.
There is talk about the Oakland Athletics potentially coming to Las Vegas because the team is not doing well there. The Coliseum is a dump and all of that stuff. So there's a possibility that the A's may relocate. But I think the city has also kind of tapped out on the whole idea of let's subsidize.
Let's not give another nickel. Like, we've already spent $750 million towards the Raiders stadium, which we're not owning. And on top of that, that's a lot of money that is going to be coming out of tourism's going to be down a little bit this year for 2018, you know, according to all the statistics, for whatever reason. But room taxes, higher rates on things. It's not cheap It's not cheap to come to Las Vegas anymore. And as locals, I don't want my property taxes to go up any higher.
No.
And if they do go up, I would like to see them for things that are good, like schools, not a stadium that I'm going to go to twice a year.
You're such a curmudgeon.
I'm not a curmudgeon. Use your private money. MGM, they got their things going down. T-Mobile is a monster success, and they own that.
No, for sure. I mean, I don't think anyone wants another tax subsidized, but you just figure out a way to just crap on everything.
No, I don't. Yeah, like, Golden Knights are amazing.
You always talk about how you want a baseball team here.
Yes.
And now you say that you don't want a baseball team
here. I want my own baseball
team. You want your own baseball team.
I don't want Oakland. I don't want them to relocate Tampa Bay or some other crappy organization that has bad ownership that can't figure out how to energize their market, so they're going to move here because they think the grass is always greener, and then they're going to run it like crap. Give us a good owner like Bill Foley has been with the Golden Knights here locally. That's all I'm saying.
I mean, you're making a lot of demands.
That's right, Dave.
I'm just happy that they're building a new 51 stadium.
I'm happy with that, too.
That'll be fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'll go day drink there.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone. Hey, what is your go-to thing to watch when you have nothing else to watch? I always seem to find myself scrolling through Netflix trying to find, you know, something new. But then it seems like I always end up watching The Office or something.
Message deleted.
Cops and Family Feud.
Mine would be Expedition Unknown on Travel Channel.
Okay.
And then maybe Say Yes to the Dress on TLC.
Naked and Afraid is also just a filler for me. I never look forward to it, but... You know, they're like, hey, do you guys subscribe to Hulu?
Nah.
So I started with, because of Handmaid's Tale, which is a great show. Just wrapped up another season. But they have a bunch of just regular television programming on there that you're probably very familiar with because it's big network shows.
Yeah.
But it's with all the commercials cut out. So if you want to just watch, like, you know, Jimmy Kimmel's show, but get it done in 30 minutes.
Yeah.
It cuts all that garbage out. It's great.
Huh.
Yeah. Yeah, I love Hulu.
You know what I do when I can't find something to watch on Netflix? I just continue to scroll. I find myself scrolling for about an hour or a half hour, and then I'm like, I could have watched a whole comedy, you know, special by now with as long as I have scrolled through all of this crap. I scroll longer than I watch.
I don't like how Netflix is organized. It's just a mess. Like,
How do you watch Netflix? Do you watch it through your LG TV or do you watch it through your Apple TV?
Apple TV.
Yeah, I'm with you. The same way the way it's laid out, it's not really user friendly. I keep seeing the same crap over and over.
And like, I don't like how they change the pictures, like because they have different. Depending on what you watch and like what your preferences are on Netflix, they'll give you a different preview picture for what the show is, and it kind of messes me up because if I go on, say, just Google, like, what are the most popular shows on Netflix right now, you know, you'll see the image of what you're looking for, and then you go through and try to find it. It's just, I know this is definitely first world problems here, but it's obnoxious.
No, this is a real problem, though. These are problems we have late at night. That's why I've switched to Cheers.
Stop it.
Why
are you going to bring up Cheers again,
I got
man?
Several messages of people who went back and already have like binged like 10 episodes of Cheers since mentioning that last week. Sometimes you want to go where I watch it most weeks to hear this.
You're an inspiration, though.
And they're always glad you came. And I made this statement on Twitter the other day, and I will stand by it here. The 1980s had the best pound-for-pound TV show theme songs, period.
Totally.
I saw that you got into an argument with Carnell Johnson, who is the Golden Pipes from the Vegas Golden Knights. He's like, I don't know, man. The 90s had a lot of good stuff. You got to think, like, Fresh Prince was 90s.
Married with Children.
I don't think Fresh Prince was... Didn't Fresh Prince start in, like, the 1980s, though?
Did it?
Late 80s. I want to say 88.
Full House and Family Matters, both considered 90s
They're both 90s shows, but they started in the 80s.
And that's when the theme song was written. That's when I feel like the Genesis came out.
You're onto something. Wasn't Cheers probably in the 70s then?
81.
81?
81.
Okay, so that's when it came out?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it probably took him a couple of years to, like...
They dialed that theme song in immediately. And also, Carnell Johnson, he's a great singer, you know, did a fantastic job this season. But how are you going to try to compare, which one of my favorite shows, Beavis and Butthead, how are you going to try to compare that to Cheers theme song? You can't, man.
You're right. Beavis and Butthead, way better.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So I just want to know what's worse, a goatee or a Fu Manchu? I mean, I don't know what to tell my boyfriend. He wants to know. And I got some of my own opinions, but I just want to know.
Message deleted.
The Fu Manchu is
that's like the curly mustache.
Oh, yeah.
It's the goatee minus the bottom part.
Yeah, yeah. So it's kind of like the samurai mustache. Uh-huh. That's the Fu Manchu.
Or the kind of handlebar mustache.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
You know, could be considered a Fu Manchu.
You know, it's tough to say because there are certain people that are able to pull things like that off. The vast majority of people are not able to do that. Mm-hmm. But it's very individual specific as to whether or not you can pull off
either
interesting facial hair.
Yeah.
Most people can't.
Maybe by default, like if I had to choose, I would choose a goatee.
Really?
Other than like the...
The Fu Manchu?
Yeah.
Yeah, not into it.
I think the goatee should be outlawed.
Outlawed?
Yeah.
The goatee is a face mullet, man. It's a good time. Like when somebody has a goatee, you're like, he gets down.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Hey.
Goes down well.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I was digging through some of those old totes that you have just kind of filled with junk, you know, like those trunks that everybody's got. Everybody's got one somewhere. I found some old disposable cameras. I haven't gotten them developed yet, and I don't It's like $400 to develop them. Do you think it's worth it?
Message deleted.
$400 to develop them.
Developing film today is pretty expensive.
Is it really?
Like if you want to get like actual film, I don't know if it's like $400 expensive, but
no,
I know
it can't be that much. No.
But developing film is more costly today than it was, you know, when you had like a Fox photo or you know, any place, even Walgreens. I don't know if Walgreens
still does it,
does
right?
It?
Do they?
Yeah, they do. They just send them out.
What do you mean send them out?
They don't do them in-house, so they'll send them out to be developed.
Oh, so there's no like, there's no more one-hour photo at Walgreens or anything? No.
Why would there be a one-hour?
I don't know.
Really?
I mean, Polaroid.
I know what year it is.
The Polaroid pictures, like the cameras are coming back.
Yeah, but those are so expensive.
And well, I think the...
And the quality's garbage.
Well, the Polaroids,
that's
so you don't have to get developed, though.
Yeah, no.
That's a whole thing.
But I'm saying, who needs film developed in 1 hour in 2018, Dave?
Don't ask questions.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So if you're just sitting around with so much extra money you don't know what to do with it, the Raiders Stadium and the club-level seats sound like they're going to be really awesome, but they're going to range from $15,000 to $75,000. Here is what you get. So they'll have climate-controlled environments, expanded stadium access, chef-inspired food and beverages, among other luxuries. One of the clubs has what we considered the best views in the stadium, ground level as the players enter onto the field to play. The stadium will include 120,000 square feet of private club space situated on multiple stadium levels and have access to in-seat services to order refreshments. So you can just be sitting there and be like, bing, bring me another drink, and they'll do it. Also, club seat ticket holders will receive private parking. Mahoney.
Oh.
Where? Does it say where?
No, it doesn't say where.
Okay. Just curious.
And early access before games. Club seat members are also required to purchase a personal seat license in addition to their seats.
Oh.
The Raiders have yet to release prices for those.
Yeah, the PSLs are going to be insanity.
Yeah.
As far as that, I was talking to a friend who was looking at some seats, you know, not bad seats, but pretty good seats, probably like 10, 15 rows up from the field, not 50 yard line, but between the 10 and the 20 yard line. So, you know, good seats, but not amazing seats. Mm-hmm. And the PSLs for those, I believe, were somewhere in the range of $30,000 to $40,000 a seat.
Oof. So there is a 55,000 square foot Perry style club. It's planned for the north end of the facility, which is going to be right by the big 85 foot retractable doors that are going to open up and you get the view of the strip, which will be pretty awesome.
Oh, nice.
Club seat members will receive early access to the tickets to non-game day events and can utilize the amenities during those events.
I know it sounds awesome and all this is, it's very exciting, but the price, ticket prices on a lot of these tickets that we've talked about, who can afford these? Like, we have two incomes in my household and have no kids. And I'm like, that's completely out of the question. Like, how can anybody, if you, like, want to take more than one person, if you got your kids and you want to take them to a game, how do you afford that? Like, once in a lifetime?
Sure. This is for kind of like the elite of the elite.
No,
I mean, if you're talking about...
Even regular seats, though, you know, are kind of crazy.
Really pricey.
Or trying to get a PSL. It's just out of the reach of the average person. I'm going to have to take, you know, the fact that you would have
you
to pay
$30,000 to $40,000. Since your house has gone up in value so much because of the market, you should just take out a second mortgage
and buy
football tickets. Yeah. Isn't that good?
That is a good idea.
It's a great idea.
Yeah.
Huh? Strong.
Because the Raiders
thinker
are
over here.
Probably never going to leave Las Vegas, right? Just
actually,
like they never left L.A. or Oakland.
I don't. The Raiders aren't going anywhere for a long, long time.
What, 20 years? But I mean, 60,000. What happens to your PSL when the team moves? You know what happens? Nothing. Evaporates. It's a snap of Thanos's thumb.
Negative Nelly. Here's Mahoney talking about sports in Las Vegas again. And he hates on everything.
I'm not. I'm just asking, how can any normal person afford that? That's what I'm asking.
There's going to be some sporting events, I imagine, that happen at this place, but officials with Madison Square Garden have signed a lease to build the futuristic music arena right here in Las Vegas. The July 13th deal between MSG and the Las Vegas Sands Corp, which owns the Venetian and Palazzo, of course, includes $75 million in funding from Sands Corp and a rent-free rev share for the next generation 18,000-seat arena. This is actually a pretty cool-looking place. If you haven't seen the renderings
it
looks like a globe.
Yep.
And it's a giant sphere, but it's going to have this enormous screen that goes all the way across. Have you ever been to one of those movies when you were a kid?
The Omnimax.
Where it's like an Omnimax where you can watch a movie and it's a full immersive experience because it goes all the way over you.
Mm-hmm.
That's what this is going to be like, but it's a full sphere. It doesn't even end right behind you.
How rad.
Putting like boxing events in there or concerts. If you think about a band like Muse who are about to play here, in a venue like that.
That'd be, oh my God.
So sick, right?
All I want to see is a Pink Floyd laser light show in there. And I will be happy. Do you know why I like that one? Because it's being privately funded.
Yeah.
Simple as that, man. Sheldon's putting up his own money. Madison Square Garden's going to get involved. It's not going to affect the taxpayers. Because guess what? People are going to show
up. We get it, Mahoney. You don't want to pay more taxes. I got it. You said it 40 times during the show today. I don't want to pay more taxes either.
Two times.
Nobody not even does. 8 o'clock.
Two times,
yeah.
Two times Jesus. Today.
Shut up.
Two times. You're the one who keeps bringing up these stories.
I keep talking about what's happening here in Las Vegas. You just said it's privately funded, and that means I'm not going to have to pay more taxes. I get it.
Which is why I like it.
So Amazon had just had Prime Day, and as you probably recall, they had some issues with their website. It still did fine. They sold 100 million products during the 36-hour sale.
All right.
Wow. Amazon in a little bit of hot water, though. They just patented what's being dubbed as a dwarf-tossing robot, and little people are not happy about it. So the Little People of America organization are not happy. Quote, anytime
that's
the tossing
a real organization?
And dwarf.
The Little People of America organization?
I mean, yes. Sylvia, what? Hold it together. Anytime that.
All right, people.
Anytime that tossing and dwarf are put together, it's a real concern to us. It really opens up the possibility of mocking little people. And Amazon wasn't trying to do that. They patented this machine that can throw things. And one of the things that it was throwing was a box and with what looked like a little person in it. But, I mean, it also, there was like,
put a little person in it?
There was also, you know, a box with like other items in it as well. And they just thought that it meant that Amazon was going to start throwing dwarves everywhere.
Not that I'm not sensitive to the Little People of America not being thrown organization, whatever they're called. But there are
the Little People of America organization.
Whatever. You know, like,
I just don't want to be thrown.
There are plenty of dwarfs who make plenty of money being tossed. So why are you trying
to tell...
Is that
still a thing in 2018? Yes. I don't know if that's still a thing.
Not here in Las Vegas.
No, not here in Las Vegas.
Where?
Like down in New Orleans.
College bars.
Yeah, like that down in New Orleans and stuff. That used to be a thing. I don't know if that's still a thing.
It's still a thing.
Is it?
It's still a thing.
Ian, will you Google if there's any dwarf tossing still available today?
It's the stupidest thing ever, but if you are a dwarf and you want to make money being tossed, you should be able to without having this organization tell you how to live your life.
There are little people that advertise themselves as, you know, hey, toss me.
Yes.
My sister works at a bar in Wisconsin, and they had a little person toss
it. They had it, but do they still have it?
Dave, this was like a year and a half ago, so I have a feeling. It was, from what I heard from her, it was a great success.
Down on Fremont. Man?
Mini T? Yes. I don't know if he's ever been tossed.
Well, we don't know if Mini T's still alive, right?
He is alive.
It's confirmed.
Yeah. Okay.
Whew. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but dwarf tossing still alive and well. Yeah.
Not that I want to partake in it, but if you are a dwarf and want to make money being tossed, you should be able to. Yeah. Let you live your best life.
In fact, you know, none of us are dwarfs, but if Amazon just patented a machine that can chuck us across the room and I can make enough money to buy some of those sweet-ass seats at the Raider Stadium, just go ahead and throw me against a Velcro wall anytime you want, bitch.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
The sweet sounds of a laundromat.
Dirty laundry.
Ian has had some scary encounters while going out and collecting dirty laundry. And if you're not familiar with the bit, it's pretty simple. Ian just goes out to laundromats around Las Vegas and he'll talk to people that many times are bored and he'll ask them to reveal little secrets. You know, they're dirty laundry to him. And he's found one particular bar laundromat over on Boulder Highway, which is just full of fascinating characters.
When you're sitting around waiting for your laundry to get done, people have the natural inclination to want to talk.
Well, they don't have anything else to do. Yeah. They probably already caught up on all of their Instagram posts,
maybe
whatever it may be.
The game they're playing, they're bored with it.
Sure. Well, Ian, you've had, like I said, some pretty scary encounters. That one guy who you thought probably wanted to throw you in the trunk of his car and may or may not want to kill you?
Yes, that was definitely one of them. Remember, he did actually kidnap somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, let's not forget the East LA gang member from a couple of weeks ago as well.
And then the pimp and the hoes that you were talking to right outside of the hotel that you got booted out of.
What were you doing in front of that hotel?
I was getting content for the show, Mahoney. Mm-hmm. That's what I was doing. Sacrificing my body.
He was getting syphilis for the show.
Still got that rash.
Yeah.
So I was there yesterday, and I was approached outside by a man named Six. Now, Six was looking for money.
Ah.
He was.
Did he ask you for money?
He did. Ah. And he had just gotten out of prison.
I see.
Did you give him any money?
I did give him a couple of bucks. Yeah. I was nervous. If I didn't give him a couple of bucks, what would have happened? Yeah.
Understandably so.
Yes.
But you started having a conversation with the guy, and he shared some life wisdom with you.
Oh, man. So, again, he's been in and out of prison a lot. So he did have a lot of stories, but he also had a very prison personality. So I did have to really get these answers out of him. I just had a lot of questions and also got some insight into the prison life.
Okay. Oh.
Here is six on Dirty Laundry.
Dirty Laundry.
All right, so I'm outside the bar laundromat for another edition of Dirty Laundry, and I've met a gentleman by the name of Six. Right. Six, how are you, man?
I'm all right, buddy. Brent's going pretty good. I'm actually just got a haircut, just getting started. Ain't too much to do in this Vegas heat.
All right, man. Well, I kind of told you a little bit beforehand. The segment's called Dirty Laundry.
Right. Honestly, sitting right here at this bus stop, I seen a woman run right across that that intersection right there. And get hit and split by like a truck. But got split in half running across that intersection right there.
What about you? Again, it's anonymous.
Right.
Well, it's not really anonymous. Your name is Six. Right. I don't think that's on your birth certificate. You ever cheated on somebody?
Oh, yeah, that's normal for me.
You ever been arrested?
Yeah, I've been arrested, all that. I've been to prison 3 times, actually. I lived this life. I've probably seen everything you can think of. I've been through it all. If I haven't been a part of it, I think I've seen it.
Okay, so, man, all right. You ever been involved in a murder?
I've seen it.
Did you ever embezzle?
No, sir.
Oh, okay. All right, so pretty much just murder. What was the last major crime you did?
I mean, I've been arrested. I'm fighting a case right now for possession of a firearm. You know, I'm hoping I beat that. If I don't beat that, I could be going to prison for a while now.
Do you think I would do all right in prison?
yeah, it depends. You're a people person, because I think you know who to network. You kind of risky, you know. You're willing to take risks, but you need that sometimes. You know what I'm saying? So it all depends. I think you make it.
Six, am I risking it just sitting here?
Absolutely, it could be a big risk.
Now, one more question, Six. Are you gang affiliated?
Absolutely. I live that lifestyle, but I do not promote any gang violence or gang activities at all.
Sounds like a nice, pretty nice guy.
Except for when he told you that you were risking it just standing next to me.
Well, no. Well,
and he was involved in a murder.
No, he said he witnessed a murder.
It's therefore being involved in a murder.
It's not involved in a murder.
There's some sort of involvement. It's not like you're just hanging out at Walgreens and somebody gets murdered right next to you.
Like, oh, man. I was almost going to ask him if he had a gun on him, but
no,
I was nervous.
You said you were risking it because you were out on Boulder Highway hanging out, not because you're standing next to him.
Nah. I like how he said my neck.
Being a giant wuss.
Oh. Mahoney, did I invite you to come with me yesterday? Yes
I was.
Or no?
You know good and well I was going down to Prim to shop for some new Tommy Bahama shirts for the summer of Bahama.
You're calling me a wuss.
Hashtag Bahama Mania.
Calling me a wuss for going to Boulder Highway.
You're the
and talking
one. He sounds like a very nice guy. He was being very nice to you, and he actually paid you a compliment saying you would do okay in prison.
My networking
skills.
And we
all know that you would be a prison bitch.
Hell no.
X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
We are just getting bored. I can't do this.
It's top stories.
So a survey was done asking people about how they feel about doing certain things in front of significant others and what the point is in order to stop doing or start doing these things. Mm-hmm. I'll just go through some of the highlights here.
Okay.
Letting them pop hard-to-reach pimples.
Have you let your wife do that?
My wife doesn't really get into that, but if she... Because you're like, some people love doing that.
I will.
You would?
Yeah.
How long would it take if you started dating a new guy to want to pop his pimples?
Maybe a couple of months.
Just a couple of months.
A couple of months, yeah.
The
like
norm here is...
No, like a couple... Maybe 2 months, yeah.
So the norm here is 10 months for men, 1 year and 7 months for women.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never done it for my girlfriend, but she's done it for me on my back.
There's like a
You've
weird satisfaction.
You've never done it for your girlfriend?
Nah.
Would you?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't bother me. Right. She does. She loves watching the...
Didn't know if you were going to pull a DJ Khaled on us.
No. I reciprocate.
All right.
She watches those Dr. Pimple Popper videos, and those gross me.
I can't do
those
that.
Gross me the hell
doing?
Out.
Yeah, it's too much, man.
She said there's just like there's something oddly satisfying about it. I'm like, it's just like gross. Like, these people are the nastiest people ever.
Pass gas openly while the other person's in the room.
I farted so bad last night in bed. I had some Grimaldi's for dinner, so it was a lot of cheese.
Yeah.
And
did she have to evacuate?
She got so angry, she started kicking me. I thought it was hilarious.
Sylvia, will you fart in front of a guy?
I try to hold it in, though.
You try to.
I try to.
But sometimes you just can't.
Yeah, it just comes out.
Yeah. 9 months is the norm. I've been with my wife for over 5 years.
Yeah.
Still no, man.
She doesn't?
No, neither do I.
I try not to, but I can't help it, man.
So, I mean, like, sometimes it'll happen, right?
Yeah.
Like, there's accidents, but never just, like, openly, like... Ian, you're saying that you do it?
Man, I don't care in front of anybody.
You don't pass gas in the studio.
No, I don't.
No, because there's rules.
There are rules.
And, like, there's certain things where I want my wife to view me a certain way, right?
Like, just pristine.
And no, but...
Well, I mean, in that area, just proceed. Like, my husband doesn't fart.
It's not that I don't. She obviously knows. But at the same time, I just don't want to bust ass in front of her because I feel like it's kind of disrespectful.
What if you're in a car after a meal?
Sorry.
What do you do?
I'll hold it.
How can you?
No, that's how you contain like you? A bust.
Like, I mean, there's
how
time.
You just explode.
Yeah, there's times when you can't hold a bodily function back.
I mean, that train
is coming down the tracks, man.
At that point, you just give your significant other the warning. Like, hey.
Do you warn them or do you just slowly roll down the window?
That's a warning.
On the highway.
Slowly roll down all of the windows in 115-degree heat. Does that help?
It makes it worse. It just makes it hot. It's
and then being okay with crying in front of them. Takes guys about a year, 11 months, five months for women.
I believe that. I hate when we're watching like a Disney movie or something that's like pulling at the heartstrings.
Like Lion King,
Marley. Man, we were watching an episode of Cheers last night, and there was
Cheers.
You cried during an episode of Cheers.
Christ, crying, tearing up.
You're such a bitch.
No. You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Son of love it, mother. It's bleeped. Bull.
Daniel is joining us here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Hey, Daniel, how you doing, man?
I'm pretty good. How are you guys doing?
Good. How are things over in Henderson today?
Pretty good. Not too bad.
Good. All right. Well, we have three different clips for you that we're going to play, and you're trying to figure out what the context is about what's being talked about. These are all pretty popular clips that have been circulating these last couple of weeks in the news or in pop culture. And if you're able to figure it out, and we'll give you a multiple choice after we play the clip for you, then we're going to give you the Fall Out Boy tickets. You just have to get two out of the three correct. Simple enough?
Okay. All right. Cool. Yeah.
All right. So, again, you're trying to figure out what the context is. I'll play the clip once. I'll give you the multiple choice, and then I'll play the clip again, and then you'll make your decision. All right?
Okay.
Here we go with clip number one. This is, and we've seen a lot of these recently. We're living in kind of strange political times, but a lot of Senate hearings and a lot of these, they've been shown on news and they're all over the internet. And people are posting them on Facebook and everything else. This is a political forum, and somebody is being accused of something. You're trying to figure out what. Let's have a listen.
And I f**k FBI agents around the country. You f**k them, you f**k yourself, and I can't help but wonder when I see you looking there with a little f**k, how many times did you f**k into your wife's f**k and f**k her, Lisa?
Mr. Chairman, this is outrageous.
So this politician was accusing somebody that was being questioned in front of one of these hearings of A, lying, B, embezzling, or C, colluding. Let's listen one more time.
And I f**k FBI agents around the country. You f**k them, you f**k yourself, and I can't help but wonder when I see you looking there with a little f**k, how many times did you f**k into your wife's f**k and f**k her, Lisa?
Mr. Chairman, this is outrageous.
Wow.
So is it A, lying, B, embezzling, or C, colluding?
I'm going to go with lying.
Lying is correct. Yes, on the board with one. Well done.
Standing there with your little blank.
Oh, it sounded raunchy.
It's funny when just a couple of strategically placed bleeps are dropped in there. There's nothing dirty being said, but somehow our minds take it to that place. All right, this is clip number two. This is The Rock, and you're trying to figure out what did his grandfather learn? Oh, boy.
When my grandfather first started learning how to, he never told my grandmother. So he never starts, and he, of course, starts at some point, and she freaks out and starts his ass.
Oh man. So, did his grandfather learn how to A, drive, B, wrestle, C, act? One more time.
When my grandfather first started learning how to, he never told my grandmother. So, he never starts, and he, of course, starts at some point, and she freaks out and starts his ass.
You could win it right here. Is it A, drive, B, wrestle, or C, act?
Oh, man. You know, I'm going to go with wrestle.
Wrestle is correct for the win.
Wow. Nothing's going to ever keep you
down. Totally impressed. Normally people get at least one of those wrong because, again, it's very distracting with the bleeps in there. But you did it, man. Congratulations to you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Fallout Boy, September 28th over at the MGM Grand Garden Arena. Enjoy.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So Amazon had Amazon Prime Day this week, and they sold, as I mentioned earlier, 100 million products in a 36-hour window, despite their website going down.
How are you going to have your website go down on your day? It's Prime Day. Keep that thing up.
For the first time, Amazon extended the sales event to a day and a half after the original Prime Day.
That.
And Amazon said that it had more new Prime members sign up on July 16th than any previous day in the company's history. Additionally, the firm said July 17th, the biggest sales day for smart home devices in the U.S. in its history.
I was looking at Prime Day. I didn't buy anything, and this happens every year. I don't think I ever buy anything on Prime Day because there's no deals that are just like so good that I absolutely have to have them. The one thing I was sort of looking at was those Philips Hue. Are you familiar with what that is?
No.
So it's a light bulb system, but you can change them to different colors and it controls them throughout the entire house. So I'm like, I don't need that. And it's kind of, even on sale, it was like $200 for four light bulbs. So it was just like,
why would you want to change the light bulb colors in your house? Like, I did that when I was a kid. I had like red light bulbs.
That hurts your eyes.
You can change it to any color, though, Dave. You can change it to green, purple, yellow.
Purple.
Magenta.
Purple.
Burgundy.
Couple of stories about Walmart here. Walmart is preparing a cheaper Netflix rival, a streaming service. Anyone want to sign up for anyone like Walmart and chill?
Walflix? What do we call it?
This doesn't sound sexy at all.
Yeah. We're talking
Walmart.
You want to come over to Walmart and chill?
Nah, man.
Nah, not into it?
Nah, yeah, I'm good.
Girl, let's get down on that Walmart. Again, we were talking about this the other day about how there's just this massive fragmentation that is happening in the digital world.
And everyone has their handout, right? Like ESPN now has their ESPN Plus, and they want an additional $5 a month, even though if you have them on cable or satellite, you're already paying like $16 a month for regular ESPN. And so you're like, okay, neat. So
I can watch a Manny Pacquiao fight?
And then,
great.
Swell. And then you also have Netflix and then Hulu and Amazon. And like, there's just so many streaming services. You just don't need them all.
And then add on top of that, think if you've got like HBO with Game of Thrones coming back. Showtime with Billions.
Love Showtime.
I don't know anybody. What? Showtime. Stars? Does that have anything right now?
Does anyone subscribe to Stars?
I think I get Stars for free.
Yeah. I don't think I'd actually pay for that.
But now
Walmart wants to charge $8 per month for their ad-free streaming service.
But what are they going to stream? Just movies?
I don't know.
Are they going to come up with new shows?
Apple's getting into that world as
imagine
well.
A Walmart show, actually.
It's just Duck Dynasty.
A Walmart show? Like, if you turn the Instagram or whatever it is, the Facebook page, the people of Walmart into a reality show, I'd watch that.
Actually, you know what?
I'd watch that. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's something about there's something about watching trashy people do trashy stuff that makes me feel better about it. That's why I love Cops so much. I used to love Intervention too, because I'd be like sitting there having a third glass of wine and I'm like, well, at least I'm not addicted to heroin.
At least I'm not sniffing air duster.
Walmart, another story about Walmart here, closed for hours due to a trespassing raccoon. I've had a lot of stories about raccoons recently. A Walmart in Tennessee was closed for 6 hours when a raccoon wandered into the store and evaded capture. Took them, again, 6 hours to capture the thing. I think after about 2 hours, you're like, all right, set the bear trap.
Just burn it down.
Yeah.
Just burn this whole place down.
Customers lined up outside of the Lock store on Monday morning in Covington. They were told by employees that the store would remain closed until the raccoon was ejected. And Walmart officials and a wildlife removal service was summoned to the store, spent hours searching for this damn thing.
I mean, if you can't find it, why can't customers be in the store shopping, man? I got to go get whatever I'm getting at Walmart.
I do have one more story. That is
another
related.
Walmart story.
No.
Oh.
Another raccoon story.
Oh, my God.
A California sheriff's office got a call about a masked male in a woman's bathroom. And when the cops arrived on the scene.
No, they didn't.
They realized it was just a raccoon.
Get out of here.
Yep. They posted a photo on Facebook showing the raccoon perched atop of her toilet.
Okay. So, like, how do you confuse a raccoon with a masked male?
I mean, they look like they have masks.
I know, but
on
you
there.
Can tell. Like, it's an animal.
Did the woman not have her glasses? Is she 80 years old? What was going on there?
And Sylvia, I want you to tell me whether or not this is sweet or just really, really stupid.
Okay.
There was a man that went out on a date with a woman in Memphis.
Aww.
And she says she now feels betrayed.
Why?
Because her date stole her car and then used it to go on a date with her god sister.
That's not nice.
I mean, if you're the god sister, you're like, you've gone to the ends of the earth for me. I appreciate you. So here's what happened.
Oh,
so
God.
This guy reached out, and she, the victim, knew the guy from high school.
Okay.
But they hadn't been in touch for years.
Okay, yeah.
And he suggested dinner, and so she's like, you know what? I'm single. What the hell? Let's give it a shot. Well, he ended up acting like he didn't know where they were going exactly, didn't know how to get directions to where they were supposed to be headed. And so they stopped at a gas station by the airport, and she went inside to buy him a cigar. Isn't that nice? And then...
Okay.
He straight up stole her car, took the black Volvo, and went and picked up her god sister.
Hell yeah.
Was he like, hey, baby?
You like my ride? She's like, kind of looks familiar.
Yeah, like, I think I've seen that one before.
She said that the victim said that her mom picked her up, but then she got a surprising text from her god sister saying that Griffin had asked her out. The man used the GPS, the woman used the GPS on her god sister's phone to tail the guy before losing him, then found him again at a drive-in movie theater. The man was in her car with her god sister when they walked up.
So he liked the god sister all this
more,
whole time?
I guess.
This whole time, and then he just needed a car? So
just needed a car, so he asked out this chick he knew from high school, stole her car, and then took out her god sister. Kind of sweet, right?
I mean, if you want to look at it that way.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
It's bad jokes. Dad jokes.
I'm just a crazy dad.
All right, here we go. I love bad jokes, dad jokes. Mahoney hates it, which makes me love it even more. Ron is joining us this morning. Hey, Ron, how you doing, man?
Pretty good, man. How you doing?
Good. You got one for us?
Yeah. So how do cows count?
How do cows count? I don't know how.
With a calculator.
Yeah.
Get it, Mahoney? You get it?
No, I get it. It's just it's a bad delivery, too.
It wasn't a delivery. Jeez.
You're awesome, Ron. Don't let them crap on you. Thanks for the call today.
Have a good one.
All right. What's the difference between a Zippo and a hippo?
What?
A hippo weighs a lot. A Zippo is a little lighter. Come on, it's a little lighter.
No, that was not, good.
Come on. What's the difference between beer nuts and deer nuts?
I don't know.
Beer nuts are about $1.25. Deer nuts are under $1.
All right.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
It's bad jokes. Dad jokes.
I'm just a crazy dad.
All right, you can send your bad jokes and your dad jokes over to us on the Centennial Toyota text line at 73100. You can call us at 702-791-1075 or on social media at David Mahoney. I can't believe that you don't like these, Mahoney. There's some really good ones coming in. My wife said I have no sense of direction, so we got into a big fight, so I packed up my stuff and write. Come on.
Awful. So dumb.
Why did the cookie cry?
Why?
Because his father was away for so long.
What did the nut say when it was chasing the other nut?
What?
I'm going to cashew.
Oh, wow.
I was picturing another type of nut. Maybe an almond.
Stephanie is at work on the strip right now. What's up, Stephanie?
Okay. Have you ever seen the movie Constipated?
No.
That's because it hasn't came out yet.
Yeah.
was hard to not laugh.
Thank you, Stephanie.
Bye.
All right.
What happens when you eat too many SpaghettiOs?
What happens?
You have a vowel movement.
SpaghettiOs?
Oh, wow.
That's what it says.
Yeah, they have the alphabets.
Yeah.
SpaghettiOs?
No, that's completely wrong.
No, it's not.
Sylvia, why'd you ruin that joke? What the hell?
Sorry.
Sylvia, you need to really work on your writing.
I guess.
Mahoney, did you know that diarrhea is hereditary?
Is it?
Yeah, it runs in your genes.
Oh.
Hey, guys, I just found an origami porn channel.
Really?
Yeah, it's pay-per-view only.
That's pretty good. Pay-per-view.
It's Throwback Thursday with Dave and Mahoney on X107.5.
This is so bad.
It's the best.
The best bad joke, dad joke today is going to get a pair of tickets to go see Jimmy Eat World at Brooklyn Bowl on September 13th. So if you've been holding yours back.
I don't think you can make me laugh.
Oh, that's the goal, is try to make Mahoney laugh?
Of course. It's all about amusing me, Dave.
You're wearing a Tommy Bahama shirt. How are you going to hate on bad jokes, dad jokes?
Because this is comfortable as hell, and this is uncomfortable.
No, it is very comfortable. I'm very comfortable right now.
Really?
Pay-per-view only?
Yes.
That was good.
Here's you two.
It's bad jokes, dad jokes.
I'm just a crazy dad.
All right, Ron is back for us today,
maybe
it's just because he's hunting for those tickets, or maybe it's because he has so many awesome jokes. Ron, go ahead, man.
I got three kids, so I got a bunch of different wild jokes, but here's one. What do you call a cow jumping over a barbed wire fence?
What?
Utter destruction.
Oh, Mahoney smiled.
Oh, he cracked a smile.
Yeah.
He cracked a smile.
Come on.
That's all right, Ron. We'll think about it.
Thanks for the call today, man. Sarah is joining us. She's at work at UMC right now. What's up, Sarah?
Hi, how's it going?
Good. What do you got?
So what did the egg say to the boiling water?
What did the egg say?
I don't know if I can get hard. I just got laid.
That's not a dad joke.
Come
though.
On. Hey,
that's a dirty joke.
Dirty jokes are good.
So dirty. I like it, though.
All right, Ian, get her information down. She is a real contender. Good job, Sarah.
All right, I got one for you guys. Good. I got one for
I
you
told
guys.
You.
I really appreciate you guys explaining the word many to me.
The word many?
Yeah.
Okay.
It really means a lot. That's a dad joke, people. Right. Come on.
A pirate walks into a bar with a steering wheel hanging from his thing, and the bartender says, "Hey, you know you got a steering wheel hanging from your thing?" And he says, "Arr, it's driving me nuts."
That's an old one, man.
It's still good.
That's still good. That's an old one. I got a better pirate one.
Be kind to your dentist. He has fillings too.
Oh.
Oh. Wow.
Do you trust a dentist without fillings?
Probably not.
What did the pirate say on his 80th birthday?
What?
Bye, matey.
How much do pirates pay for corn?
How much?
Buccaneer.
What else you got?
I was attacked by mimes. They did unspeakable things to me.
Oh, wow.
What do you call thigh bones when they use the Lord's name in vain?
Thigh bones?
Thigh bones.
Oh my God.
What's that?
Blasphemers.
Come on. Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
It's bad jokes, dad jokes.
I'm just a crazy dad.
All right, so we're looking for the best bad joke or dad joke today, and you can text them to us at 73100 on social media at Dave Mahoney. Also, you can give us a call. This one just came in. What did the grape do when it got stepped on?
What's that?
It let out a little whine.
Oh, that's adorable.
What do you call a fat psychic?
What?
A fortune teller.
Oh, boy.
What do you call a really good dad joke?
What do you call a really good dad joke, Dave?
A granddad joke?
No.
No?
No.
Come on, man.
No. I didn't like that one.
All right, here's a good one.
Okay.
What do they call the best salesman in a funeral home?
What?
The top earner?
Have you heard the joke about the piece of paper?
I have not.
It's terrible. Come on.
What would happen if America switched overnight from pounds to kilograms?
What?
There would be mass confusion.
Have you guys seen the whiteboard here in the studio?
No.
Are you a big fan of the whiteboard?
I'm looking at it.
Yeah.
I find it remarkable.
Who did Frankenstein take to the prom? His ghoul friend.
Oh, wow.
What do you call cheese that isn't yours? Nacho cheese.
That's a really old one.
And not good one.
Man, you guys got to come with better heat than that.
All right, let's go to Kirk from Southwest. What's up, man?
Not much.
What do you got?
What do you call a happy farmer?
A happy farmer. What is it?
A Jolly Rancher.
I knew that one.
All right. Thank you, Kirk. Clint joining us from Nellis. Go ahead, Clint.
What's up, Dave? What's up, Dave Mahoney? How you doing, guys?
Good.
Hey, did you guys hear Mickey Mouse is getting a divorce from Minnie Mouse?
No.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he said he can't take it anymore. She's effing goofy.
How dare you sully that wonderful relationship that they have there. Son of a bitch. You know
I think that's a contender.
That's all right. That's all right.
Take his information. That's good. Adam joining us from Summerlin.
So my imaginary friend keeps making fun of me, guys.
Why?
He keeps telling me at least he has a real friend.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Thank you for the call, man. Ned joining us from Mountain's Edge.
Hey, what's going on?
What's going on?
Hey, so did you hear about the two guys that stole a calendar?
No.
They each got 6 months.
That's pretty good, right? Come on.
Come on.
I like it. We're going to put you down. All right. Noe, what's up?
If I go to the Bahamas and illegally down a movie there, do I become a pirate of the Caribbean?
He likes it.
I just like his voice.
All right, Noe, hang on.
All right, I got one for you. So last night, my fiance asked me to sing, or actually, oh, damn it. Messed up.
Son of a bitch.
Son of a bitch.
Should we just move on? All right. Jennifer said, how many apples grow on a tree?
How many?
All of them. All right. Rachel said, why don't you see elephants hiding in trees?
Why not?
Because they're really good at it.
What do you call an elephant that doesn't matter? An irrelevant.
Why do mermaids wear seashells?
Why?
Because B shells are too small and D shells are too big.
That's pretty good. I like that one. All right, let's try this one again. Okay. So last night, my fiance asked me to stop singing Wonderwall to her.
Okay.
I said maybe.
You're supposed to sing it.
I don't have to sing it.
Ruined.
Whatever.
Two peanuts were walking down the street. One was assaulted. Come on. Sylvia?
Let me see. A big cat escaped its cage at the zoo yesterday.
Oh, no.
If I saw that, I'd poop my pants.
What?
Poop my pants?
Poop my pants. Get it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Rest in peace, Boiling Water. You will be missed.
It's bad jokes. Dad jokes.
I'm just a crazy dad.
All right, Saul is joining us this morning to round this out. He has got a joke specifically for Mahoney. Go ahead, Saul.
Hey, Mahoney. Good morning. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Orange.
Orange who?
Orange, you glad this segment is over?
Yes.
Yes, I am. Very much so.
What the hell?
And I keep saying, let's never do it again. And they keep never listening to me.
It keeps happening. Thank you, Saul.
Thank you.
Son of a bitch.
We should give him the tickets.
Connor said, I picked up the world's worst thesaurus the other day. Not only is it awful, it's awful, too.
All right.
Joe said, two olives are on a table. One falls off. The other yells down, are you okay? And the other one screams, olive!
I love that one.
All right.
Yeah. All right, we got to decide who's the winner.
Who's going to get these tickets? So what do we got now?
The Pirates of the Caribbean one was funny.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
And then the Goofy one was funny.
Yeah.
About Mickey Mouse.
And Mickey Mouse getting divorced because she's effing.
That one. Yeah, I don't think Mahoney likes that
one. You know
one.
I love
that
Disneyland.
One, that one hit Mahoney in the heart.
I think the one that was strongest for me, though, and you guys can tell me if you agree, was Sarah with the egg joke.
I think so, too.
Yeah. Delivery right. was on point with that one, too. Mm-hmm. So,
for those of you who did not hear, Sarah, please tell us that joke one more time.
So what did the egg say to the boiling water?
What's that?
I don't know if I can get hard. I just got laid.
Congratulations, you're going to see Jimmy Ewing.
I like that she's at working in the medical community.
Yeah, she's down at UMC right now. Somebody's bleeding out, but whatever. You got Jimmy World tickets. Yay!
Yay!
September 13th. Thank you for listening. Have a great day.
Thank you, too.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Welcome to Alternative Theater.
It's time for some hot thespian action on your radio, and Robert is joining us from Summerlin. Hello, Robert. How you doing, man?
Good, guys. How you doing?
Good. Have you heard alternative theater before?
I have.
Then you certainly have an appreciation for the fine acting skills of the great Mahoney.
Robert, let me ask you this question. Have you yourself ever had a thespian experience?
Quite a few. I went to Cal Arts when I was younger, and then also was a theater arts major.
Oh, nice.
Oh, great. All right, good. Cool. So, So you're familiar with not only how this does work, but how this should work.
Yes.
Maybe you can teach us a thing or two about a thespian experience. Yeah.
Were you a theater arts major to try to get laid?
It worked.
No, I know.
All right.
All right.
I'm mad at you.
So here's how this works. We have three different songs for you that we are going to perform. They are all popular alternative songs, either from this day and age or the day and age of past. And you have to try to figure out the artist and the song that we are performing off of a brief performance. If you get the song and the artist correct, you'll get a full point. You're looking to get two out of these three correct. If you are close when we get to the end, we may go to a bonus round if necessary, okay?
Sounds good.
If you get two out of the three right, you get tickets for Fallout Boy September 28th at the MGM Grand Garden Arena. Mahoney, are you ready? Are you in character?
So I'm trying noises. To center myself.
Here we go. Song number one. I'm ready.
Oh, my God.
All right.
You and me, we come from different worlds.
You like to laugh at me. When I look at other girls,
sometimes you're crazy and you wonder why.
I'm such a baby 'cause the dolphins make me cry.
Well, there's nothing I can do.
I've been looking for a girl like you.
Robert?
And scene. And scene. 5 seconds.
Ooh.
2 seconds.
I don't know.
Okay. Sorry.
It's a tough one because this is an alternative song, but an alternative song from many years ago that crossed over to stuff that soccer moms listen to now.
That was the great Hootie and the Blowfish, I Only Want to Be With You.
Oh, I know that song too.
Yeah,
it's tough.
Our acting was so good.
Yeah.
All right, so let's go to this one here.
Okay.
Okay.
Wait until the performance is over before answering, Robert.
All right.
Conversion software version 7.0.
Looking at life through the eyes of a tired hub.
Eating seeds as a pastime activity.
The toxicity of our city. Of our city.
You. What do you own? The world?
How do you own disorder?
Disorder?
Now, somewhere between the sacred silence.
Sacred silence?
And sleep.
Somewhere between the sacred silence and sleep.
Disorder. Disorder. Disorder.
End scene.
Wow. Are you okay, man?
That really, really took a lot out of me. Yeah. I mean, it's such an intense scene to perform.
Do you need a moment in your trailer? Do you see what you need to take a little break?
Yeah.
You feeling dizzy?
I need a warm towel.
All right. Okay. Robert, what do you got for us, man?
I mean, that was Toxicity from System of a Down.
There we go.
Yep. On the board with a full point.
Got lucky. All right. If you get this one, you will be getting those tickets.
If you get the song or the artist, you will have a point and a half, and we will push you to the bonus round. You seem like a nice guy. All right, here we go. It's all right to tell me what you think about me.
I won't try to argue or hold it against you.
I know you're leaving. You must have your reasons.
The season's calling. Your pictures are falling down.
The steps that I retrace, the sad look on your face.
The timing and structure. Did you hear her? He bucked her?
A day late, a buck short, and I am writing the report.
Scene.
All right.
That was end scene. End scene. End scene. End scene. End
scene. I was caught up in the moment.
It's okay. Yeah. It's okay. It's intense.
All right. You know it?
No.
Nothing, huh?
Nothing.
Oh, dang.
Really?
I mean, his acting was just way too good.
Any guesses at all?
I mean, it would be so far off, it wouldn't even be close.
All right. Mm. Well, I like this young man. He is a fellow thespian, Dave.
Uh-huh. He has complimented us several times, and that goes a long way here at the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
The
song or the artist?
Yeah. Yes.
So we'll push you to the bonus round, but you have to get a full point here. You have to get the artist and the song.
All right, I'm going to do it.
If you pull it off, you get the Fall Out Boy tickets. If you don't, you lose, you get nothing.
Sounds good.
Come, my lady. Come, my lady.
You're my butterfly. My sugar. Baby.
Come, my lady. Come, my lady.
You're my butterfly. My sugar. Baby.
Such a sexy, sexy, pretty little thing.
Fierce. Nipple pierce.
What?
You got me sprung. With your tongue. Ring.
Scene.
And scene. And scene. We're going to need the band and the song for the win.
I mean, I'm pretty sure it's Butterfly, but I don't know the band name.
Oh, man. You're so close.
You're so close.
You're so close.
Just give him a hint.
It's crazy how close you are.
Is it really?
Yeah. Super crazy in this town.
Oh.
Come on, man.
Come on, Robert.
I want it so bad.
It's crazy up in here. In this here town.
In this here town.
Jesus Christ.
How crazy is it in this town?
Come on, Robert.
A dyslexic person would call it town crazy.
Crazy
town?
Yay! I mean, Shifty Shell Shock, not the superstar that he once used to be.
Oh, man. Oh. Congratulations, Robert. Fall Out Boy, September 28th at the MGM Grand Garden Arena.
Really bad at this game, man.
You're terrible, you're very likable, so congratulations.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
Thank you for playing.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So I just read that Albert Einstein and Charles Darwin both married their cousins. Let's consider them founding members of the Redneck Report Hall of Fame.
Message deleted.
Hell is that true? Or is that fake news?
Ian, is that true? Did you look that up?
That is very true.
They married their first cousins?
Oh, now I think Einstein married his second cousin. Darwin, definitely first cousin.
Oh, second cousin's fine.
No.
But it's funny because it's Darwin, though.
What is a second cousin anyway? How do cousins work?
What do you mean second cousin?
Like, I mean, so
like
you got
cousin's
a
cousin.
But isn't it like a cousin's cousin? What is that? Like,
okay, well, the second cousin is a...
It's your second cousin. Hold on, Bossy Ross is from Florida. He's coming over to Mike.
We needed an expert on cousins.
Banging cousins.
Yep.
I think what it is it's... I think your second cousin is your parents' cousin's kid, right?
Right.
Okay.
Or it's your cousin's cousin.
But you're still related.
You're still there's still relation. But
weird.
First cousins share grandparents. Second cousins share a great grandparent.
Oh, well then, come on.
Still.
It's fine.
Still.
It's fine. Eh. Everyone relax.
A little heavy petting never hurt anybody. Yeah,
I didn't realize Einstein was from Kentucky.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, guys. I'm wondering what's one decision that you have made that you look back on and you're thinking, like, I guess, like, not regret it necessarily, but you, like, look back and you're just, like, wonder, you know, what if or what if could be a different outcome. Message deleted.
One decision that you regret, but maybe not totally regret, but you look back and go, man, what if?
I mean, for me, it's not funny or anything, but moving to Houston was certainly a real bad decision. I mean, it worked out for us in the end. But we didn't want to move there in the first place. And after all that stuff, you know, just a lot of unneeded drama and moving get to where we needed to be.
If they still own a house in Houston, which I can't sell. That's awesome.
Dang, man.
I keep forgetting about that.
That market's still not picking up.
No, I mean, it's flat. It's just, you know, I can sell the house if I want to lose $50,000 on it. But I prefer not to.
Because if you're going to set $50,000 on fire, it'd actually probably be more fun to just
light $50,000 on fire.
Monetize that on YouTube. You could probably make more money.
Or invest it in Keno.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hi, Dave. You wrestling hater, you. What do you think about your buddy, Mr. Stephen Bonner, stepping in the ring this Sunday to compete for a title? Huh? FSW? Survival of the Fittest? This Sunday? Yeah? What do you think?
Message deleted.
I like Stefan. Still don't give a damn about wrestling.
Yeah.
It's like if Stefan Bonner or our friend Forrest Griffin was competing in a big tennis match. Good for them. I like them. I don't care.
I would pay good money to watch Forrest play tennis. Yeah. All things considered. And, you know, there's a lot of, you know, in this day, there's a lot of incestuous cross-pollination between wrestling and mixed martial arts. We've seen, obviously, Brock Lesnar being the biggest one.
Matt Riddle has very successfully crossed over to the wrestling world.
He's coming Ronda Rousey.
Yeah.
Ronda Rousey has moved back over. Bobby Lashley on a lesser extent. They're making a big push with him right now. So it's interesting to see how, you know, they are.
CM Punk massively successful in the UFC.
Totally.
I've seen that.
Oh, boy.
Makes me feel good about my performance.
Yeah.
What is it that you don't like about wrestling? Is it the moves or that it's quote unquote fake or the
It's not quote unquote fake. It is fake.
It's choreographed, man. They're getting hurt.
No, they aren't.
They're getting hurt.
The moves are designed so they don't get hurt. It's not real fighting. That's what I dislike about it. As a kid, I loved it, and they betrayed me. They acted like it was real, and then when I found out it wasn't,
dumb kid. You're a dumbass kid.
Wow. You're a dumbass adult.
Oh, dang.
I knew back then that they weren't really pile-driving somebody.
Oh, no.
How'd you know?
Man, I knew.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I gotta say, Mahoney, you wearing those Tommy Bahama shirts looks good on you, man.
Thank you.
It's a good look. Now that I've seen you wearing the shirt in pictures, you look cool, calm, and collected.
Message deleted.
That's right. I am cool, calm, and collected. Literally cool. I will say the breathability on these fine Tommy Bahama shirts. The summer of Bahama, a.k.a. Bahama Mania, continuing all summer long.
This Bossy Rossi just gave a little tug to you.
This is 100% silk, Bossy. If you want,
is that imported?
This is, I don't know if it's imported silk, but I will tell you, this is 100% silk, very breathable, like the call just said, very cool.
Yeah, some small children in a slave labor factory overseas made that lovely shirt.
Oh, like your shirt is, it came from some place of goodness?
This is a Foo Fighters shirt.
I bet it was made in Bangladesh.
No, dude, California, don't touch you it. Son of a bitch.
That shirt was made in California?
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't.
California.
Bangladesh. Don't try to give me that crap.
It doesn't make it okay if we're both wearing shirts made by slave
Everything,
kids.
They're not slave kids. Get out of here. Everything that everybody wears was probably made in a third world country that is, you know, cheaper than making it here in America. That's how the economy works in this day and age. Set it up. I just want my nipples to feel the touch of silk every single day. And if you want to see the latest Bahama Mania shirt.
If you're really jonesing for it.
At David Mahoney. It's on our Instagram live feed.
By the way, I made a post last night about your Tommy Bahama shirt, and then I started getting Instagram ads for Tommy Bahama shirts.
Interesting.
That's right. Yeah. They're coming to get you. Mm-hmm.
They want you to wear one.
Would you wear one? Because I bet you'd look pretty damn good in a Tommy Bahama shirt.
No, I'm afraid that with that silk, I'd get aroused walking around.
Your nipples just cut right through that thing. Yeah.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
All right, it's time for Know the Show. If you know the answer to today's question, give us a call, 702-791-1075. Third Thursday is going on this evening in downtown Las Vegas at the Downtown Grand. They're going to have a bunch of gourmet food trucks out there, and there's going to be a DJ, and people are going to be having some drinks, and it's a free event. So what do you need wristbands for? Well, this provides you with some free bevvies.
Like
if you want to go down there and enjoy a nice summer night in downtown Las Vegas at the Downtown Grand, and you want some free beverages in the process, then just Know the Show at 702-791-1075. Here is today's question.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
Would you wear one? Because I bet you'd look pretty damn good in a Tommy Bahama shirt.
No, I'm afraid that walking around.
Yes, Bossy Rossi in studio just a few minutes ago was talking about why he chooses not to wear a Tommy Bahama shirt. He actually felt the shirt that Mahoney has on, oh so sensually, and thought it may be a bad idea if he wears one because of this.
Why haven't you come over here and given this fine garment a nice little, little rub, Dave?
I didn't want to assume that I was allowed. I didn't think I had that liberty.
You don't want to touch it. You don't want to hurt it. Now that
everybody can.
I have an open invitation.
Everybody can give it a nice little feel and see the life that I'm living right now. This life of leisure and comfort. It's just. I've been in Las Vegas for 15 years, Dave, and this may be the best summer yet. That's all I'm saying.
You've been wearing the shirts for like 4 days.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
You don't know what's in my closet. You don't know how many of these are coming.
No. I don't know how many are coming, but I know how many are in your closet. Because you ordered, what, 10?
Oh, I went down to Prim yesterday.
And
you got more?
More.
lot more?
Got a delivery coming today, too.
Oh, boy.
That's right.
X107.5, good morning. What's your name?
Hi, my name's Carly.
Carly, correct answer is, why does Bossy Rossi not want to wear a Tommy Bahama shirt?
Because he's afraid he might get turned on.
That's right. Yeah. You're the best around. Nothing's gonna ever keep you down. You're the best. Now, Carly, I can only assume that Bossy Rossi's nipples are considerably larger than yours, but thinking in terms of wearing a silk shirt, do you think that that's something that Bossy Rossi should be concerned about?
Absolutely not. He should definitely go for the silk shirt.
That's right.
What happens if they blast through the silk? Like,
treat yourself, man.
How embarrassing.
Treat yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, it's worth the trip down to HR.
Yeah. You could just hang things on it, like if you had a little coat hanger.
Yeah.
Little outfit. All right, Carly, thanks for listening this morning. Have a good day.
Awesome. Thanks. You guys too.
All right. That's going to do it for us.
Strong are his nipples.
Hey, those things are like the erasers on a number two pencil.
Oh, dang,
those
things are. That's thick.
He hangs wet towels from them.
That's right. Wasn't wet before. What happened?
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free, there's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine. Out out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X 107.5.